Before we dive in, 5-Minute Brief delivers your daily news in about 5 minutes. Follow the topics you care about and get a fresh brief every morning. Try it free at 5minutebrief.ai.
You're listening to 5-Minute Brief, your daily dose of news and insights in about 5 minutes. Let's dive in.
Anthropic's CEO has donated $1 million to a super PAC focused on AI policy, intensifying the competition among AI interest groups seeking to shape regulatory outcomes. This substantial contribution highlights the increasing political influence of AI companies as governments worldwide struggle with how to govern artificial intelligence. In the U.S., former President Trump has criticized New York's moratorium on AI data centers, calling for an immediate reversal of the policy and reflecting the ongoing tension between economic development and regulatory caution. Meanwhile, Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has introduced a national AI plan designed to balance innovation with oversight, aiming to foster growth while addressing potential risks. In China, President Roman 11 Jinping is preparing to present a vision for AI diplomacy at the Shanghai Forum, signaling the country's intent to play a leading role in international AI governance. These developments collectively underscore the urgent need for clear regulations and strategic planning to manage AI's rapid expansion. Meta is facing lawsuits from 26 former employees who allege that the company's AI-driven layoff decisions disproportionately targeted workers on medical and parental leave, raising significant concerns about algorithmic bias in employment practices. The legal action brings renewed scrutiny to the use of AI in workforce management, particularly regarding fairness and transparency. Additionally, older workers in Silicon Valley are encountering unique challenges as they adapt to workplaces increasingly shaped by AI technologies. Despite these concerns, Federal Reserve Advisor Kevin Warsh has downplayed fears of widespread job losses due to AI, suggesting that the impact may be less severe than some predict. These dynamics highlight the complex effects of AI on labor markets and reinforce calls for regulatory oversight to protect vulnerable employee groups. The United Nations has emphasized the expanding role of AI in healthcare, noting its potential to improve diagnostics and patient care on a global scale. However, Healthcare IT News has warned of new threats such as cognitive spoofing, where AI systems could be manipulated to generate false expertise or misleading information, posing direct risks to patient safety. These emerging dangers highlight the necessity for robust validation and ethical standards in medical AI applications to prevent harm and maintain public trust. The dual nature of AI in healthcare, offering both significant opportunities and serious risks, demonstrates the critical importance of developing frameworks that ensure safe and effective use. Tech executives are increasingly concerned for their personal safety amid growing backlash against AI advancements, as public and regulatory scrutiny intensifies. Legal disputes are mounting, with authors and publishers suing Google over alleged copyright infringements related to the use of protected material in AI training datasets. At the same time, a recent report has flagged risks associated with Google's AI-powered search features, particularly their potential impact on children, raising further ethical questions about AI's influence on society. These controversies illustrate the pressing need for transparent AI development practices and comprehensive ethical frameworks to address the concerns of stakeholders and prevent escalating conflicts. The Illinois State Board of Education has issued new AI guidelines for schools, developed with the assistance of AI tools. These guidelines provide educators with a structured framework for responsible AI use in classrooms, addressing ethical considerations, transparency, and practical implementation. By setting a precedent for other states, Illinois's initiative reflects a broader movement to thoughtfully integrate AI into education systems while proactively managing associated risks. The guidance aims to help teachers navigate the complexities of AI adoption and ensure that technology is used to enhance learning without compromising ethical standards. The U.S. Space Force has awarded Slingshot a $69 million contract to develop AI-enabled training technology, marking a significant investment in advanced simulation and decision-making tools for military readiness. This contract underscores the growing role of AI in defense and national security, with the new technology expected to enhance training methodologies and prepare personnel for future warfare scenarios. The initiative signals a broader trend toward integrating AI into military operations, with implications for how armed forces train and operate in increasingly complex environments. Expect further developments as governments, industries, and educators respond to the growing influence and risks of artificial intelligence. More updates on AI's evolving landscape tomorrow.